Good afternoon. Today I'll be interviewing on medical history in our rural community. Please tell us your name and age.
Joyce Brantley. 76.
Yes, ma'am. Where did you grow up? Were you in a farming area or a small town or large town?
I was born right here in Bailey. Been here all my life, never left.
And you would describe Bailey as a small town?
Small town, farming community. I farm, my mom farm, you know, family farm.
Okay. Did you have a large or small family? Were extended family members present?
Yes. I have four brothers and my granddad and my great aunt. Okay.
What do you remember about being sick or having a family member becoming sick or ill? Do you remember any of these childhood illnesses?
Mm-hmm. Measles. Chicken pox. I didn't have to worry about in months. Let's see. And we had bronchitis.
Yes, ma'am.
And just normal scrapes, bumps, stuff like that.
Where did you receive medical treatment? Was this the same for other family members?
At home.
Yes, ma'am. Was there a particular health care provider that you remember? What characteristics would you list about this person? Was this person a professional health care provider or someone in the local area without formal training?
Dr. Freeman.
Yes, ma'am.
And I don't know if we can use Doc Newell, but I knew her where it went.
Sure. Do you remember any characteristics about these healthcare providors?
Do I know of any?
Do you know any characteristics? Like, can you describe them for me? Maybe the physical appearance or how they acted towards treatment or towards patients?
Dr. Newell was tall and slim, had a very great smile, and very knowledgeable. And Dr. Freeman, he was kind of I remember him as a short man. I would say maybe 5'10". Kind of.
More stout?
Yeah. But he had gray hair, or white hair. His hair was white. And he had what I call a pleasing personality. Also, Dr. Newell had that too.
Yes, ma'am. What medicines do you remember that were used in your household?
Vicks VapoRub. A mustard plaster. Now, I guess you don't have to know exactly what these are.
If you would like to describe them, you can.
Well, this was something that my mom would fix that she used with, I'm assuming now, it was either homemade lard and some mustard, and she would rub it on us when we had things like a cold, congestion, you know, chest congestion. The Vicks VapoRub would be put around our nose, up in our nose, so that we could breathe better at night. If it was more of a sinus infection, she would take real hot water and put Vicks VapoRub in that hot water and then put a towel over our head and have us to hold that head over that pan of hot water.
Yes, ma'am. Do you remember any special home remedies, specific products such as medicines, honey, tea, peppermint, whiskey, etc., or family traditions for special treatments such as steam?
My daddy used to take and put apple brandy in a pint jar, about, I'd say, anywhere from 6 to 8 ounces of apple brandy. He would fill it with peppermint candy sticks. They would seal it. And then when all the peppermint had melted, then my mama would strain it. And that was our cough syrup. If we had a real hacking cough or something like that with a cold, then we were given teaspoon. I won't say a teaspoon, maybe a half a teaspoon at the time, you know, to stop the cough. Yes, also, to soothe the ache and sore throat, they would take honey and lemon drops, which was a type of candy, or lemons, whichever they had, you know, and they would put that in that honey, and then we would take those little lemon drops out after a while, and then we could suck on it for a sore throat.
Yes, ma'am. Did you have any illnesses for which there are now vaccines? What do you remember about receiving any vaccinations? Students can...
I've had measles, and I've had the chicken pox, and didn't have vaccines then, but we do now.
Yes, ma'am.
And I remember getting the sugar cubes for polio in the third and fourth and fifth grades. I think that was the way it was done.
Yes, ma'am. What medical advancement or medical technology discovery has had the greatest impact on you?
I think the polio vaccine.
Polio vaccine. Do you know any specific occurrences from where you had to interact with someone that had polio?
Miss Catherine Stott, that lived here in town, she was the only one that I can remember. But yes. I remember her being in the iron lung and
Sure. Seeing
that.
Is there any additional comments or things you'd like to say today?
Okay, I brought this. This is a semblance to back in then, children sometimes would get what they call the thrush or the thrash, and they would take something like this and they would go in and put it all in their mouth, you know, just kind of wiggle it all around in their mouth. And in a few days, the thrush or the thrash would be gone, whichever way. Some people pronounce it thrush, some people pronounce it as trash. So anyway, babies can still have it today,
yes,
but it's
ma'am.
Very rare. And I also remember, I'm not sure if it was called something was called infantigo, where there were little, it started out looking like a little blister and it turned into a sore, and my mama would take and she would keep it clean, and she would take and fix a poultice. Sometimes, I don't know exactly what was in it. I know she had some type of, I'm going to say maybe like a lard and something else. But she would put it on these little sores that would come up. It would bring it to a head, which would look, you could see the infection. And then she would sterilize a needle and she would pick it. And then she would take hot towels and get it out. I remember her doing that, and then afterwards she would wash it with a, I want to say, I think it was something like a Epsom salts or baking soda type water. Anyway, it was something to keep it from spreading and in infection.
Yes, ma'am.
And let's see, I can show you, when right after my daddy died, I was in the kitchen helping Mama. She was cooking something on the stove and I was slicing ham. If you can see this little scar right here.
Yes, ma'am.
I cut that finger to the bone. Naturally, I screamed and hollered and it was bleeding. So my mom took the house broom, went out on the back porch, took down the spider webs, came in, cleaned up my finger, put the sort of pulled it together because it was laying back, and pulled it together, put those spider webs on it. She had a white sheet that she used as bandages, so she tore off a bandage, wrapped it up very tightly, tied it up. You don't take this off. About 3 days later, she took it off, and it had took the spider webs and all, and you could see it had knitted back together.
Oh, wonderful.
So.
Well, thank you, Miss Brantley.
You're welcome.